You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. This is going to be a rather unique show tonight because we have back with us once again Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater Company. She was here just a couple weeks ago, but here we go again. Welcome back, Amy.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Nice to have you back with us. And you brought a special guest, the one and only, the very famous, the talented, the cute, and the cuddly, Lenny Watts is here. Welcome, Lenny.
Wow, thank you.
Lenny Watts of great notoriety in this part of the country, particularly, or New York, if you happen to be in New York, as he's quite well known there as a cabaret performer and all-around good guy, and many years at the old facility, Theater by the Sea, right?
That's right.
And now you're going to be at the brand new theater in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard. The Ocean State Theater Company is opening it up, and one of the programs we talked about last time Amy was here was Winter Wonderettes. We'll be talking about that again, but we also have Lenny here, who is going to be in Santaland Diaries. Who wants to start off and tell us what Santaland Diaries is about?
Oh, my. Well, what is Santaland Diaries about? Well, I'll start. It's okay. It's actually based off of an essay written by David Sedaris, originally for NPR. A lot of people are familiar with his books of essays, and this is sort of telling his experience when he first comes to New York, and he gets a job as a elf in Santaland at Macy's, which a lot of people are familiar with in New York City. And hilarity ensued, or at least some sarcastic comments.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. He has a job as a Crumpet the Elf, and it's a job that he probably didn't have any idea was going to ever happen in his life. So there's a lot of great stories and behind the scenes with, you know, in the elf world.
In the elf world. Now, thousands of hundreds, maybe thousands, I guess, of people in Rhode Island area saw you most recently in kind of a unique character at the Theater by the Sea. You played a guy sitting in the man in the chair, as I believe was your title, right?
Man in chair, yeah.
Man in chair. And in that show, is this character anything similar to that?
I don't think so. No.
No.
And I hope that this one actually gets to walk around a little bit. That would be nice. This is Elf on Box as opposed to Man in Chair.
Elf on Box. Yeah. Okay. Not B-A-C-H, but
no. No.
For our intelligent
audience.
That
right.
was a classical musical joke.
Wow, very good, Amy. Now, we're going to listen to music today mostly from Winter Wonderettes, which is playing. Just a quick word about that, Amy, about Winter Wonderettes, so the audience maybe didn't hear the last show can kind of catch up.
So the idea, really, of opening this theater to the public for the first time is to give everybody something naughty and something nice for the holidays. So regardless of which list you're on, and Santaland is our slightly naughty, opportunity for folks, but Winter Wonderettes is all nice. It's four amazing women singing really great classic four-part harmony songs. There is a story. It takes place in Harper's Hardware Store in their 1968 Christmas party, and it's sort of about the changes that they're each going through in this season, but it's just really full of amazing music with four great singers.
And that opened this past week, and you can see that it kind of runs simultaneously with Santaland Diaries, which is opening this coming week, and they're going to play opposite each other. In other words, you get to choose one show in the afternoon or one show in the evening or different nights. Or
absolutely.
Just check the website,
please,
which is a brand new website.
OceanStateTheater.com. theater.org, O-R-G.
There you go, and you can check that out. Let's listen to a piece of music from the Wonderettes right now, and then we'll come back and talk more with Lenny about Santaland Diaries. Right now, we're going to be rocking around the Christmas tree. Around the Christmas tree. And Lenny, we talked off air about the fact that you live in New York City. You have a huge apartment complex that you live in.
Yes, huge.
And a typical New York kind of an apartment, right? And it's comfortable.
It's okay. And it's a one bedroom home. In a great neighborhood that I've been in for 20 years.
20 years.
Yes,
in New York.
And the second I leave, they're going to triple that rent and they'll paint it and say that they remodeled and it'll be a whole new place.
Now, while in New York, you're always doing shows. As a matter of fact, you just finished a show before you came here, right?
I did. Yeah, I did four shows in June, and then I just did two more of a show called Bloody Bloody Lenny Watts.
Bloody Bloody Lenny Watts. Now, that's obviously a play on another show that's touring around.
Yeah, I heard the title. It has really nothing to do with Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, except I hijacked the title because I thought it was just too good to not do. But it has nothing to do with the show at all. It's just about my last 4 or 5 years have been a little interesting. I lost both of my parents. I turned 50. I had a bunch of stuff going on. And so it deals with family and faith and loss and that kind of thing.
Right.
So that's where the Bloody Bloody comes from.
The Bloody Bloody. And you don't wear a powdered wig or anything?
I don't. No. I could.
You could put it in there.
I could.
You know, not to disappoint people.
Yes. So.
And now that you're back here in Rhode Island for this, it's good to have you back in town, as I say, because you've spent a lot of time here over the years, back and forth, right?
Yes, but rarely this time of year.
Right.
So it's a little.
It was always
colder
summer.
It's always summer. A couple of times I came up here. I did a Christmas show once at the restaurant Hoof and Feather. Is that what it was called? It was a place called Hoof and Feather, and we came up and did. It was like a lodge.
It was in North Kingstown, I think.
North Kingstown. It's a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
Linda Waddenston, I think, ran it. And it was like this Christmassy-looking lodge, and we put together a Christmas show and did it there about, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years ago.
Were you Bing Crosby, or were you? No, you didn't.
I was Vera.
Different
yeah, I was Mary Wicks.
All right, we're going to sneak back to another piece of music right now, and we'll come back and talk some more and find out more about the new Ocean State Theater, which is very exciting. So I want more details about that. But right now, we're going to listen to The Man with the Bag.
Is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
Oz Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
Oz Christmas is coming again.
He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you've made through the year.
You'll get yours
if you've done everything you should.
Extra special good. He'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is here again.
One other thing we found out during the during, while the music was playing, actually. You mentioned that you're now teaching in New York City. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I've been teaching for a long time. I teach a cabaret class, a performance class, and then for the last 5 years, I teach a class called The Arrangement Experience, where we pick a genre or an artist or a decade or a group, and we assign songs to people, and then we spend the next 8 weeks collaborating on one-of-a-kind arrangements for each one of those each one of those people. Yeah, it's really great. And I teach at a place called the Singers Forum in New York City, and then I just became the program director for the Singers Forum.
Wow.
Which means that I'm in charge now of putting together all the classes, and I'm bringing in all new teachers and coming up with some new ideas for classes and stuff like that, along with the teaching. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity, and I'm sure you're always looking for new and exciting talent, so I'm sure Amy's on your list to bring her in.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
get her in there and teach a few things. Amy, we want to talk a little bit before we take our first break here about the theater and make sure people know that it's on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, down at the people that are relatively familiar with the area, down towards the Main Avenue end of Jefferson Boulevard.
That is correct, yep.
Not the part that's at exit 15 at 95, but you can go that way. It's just you go all the way down the other way if you do that.
Absolutely. The easiest way to find us is to get off at the airport exit, the airport connector, and just take Jefferson Boulevard, which is the first exit, hang a right, and we're about a mile south right there.
There you go. And remember, it's directions are on the website, and there's a phone number you can also call to get more information. And the phone number is very easy to remember because it's 401-921-6800. So you can even do it the old-fashioned way and call.
Or come by the box office.
Or come by and see the theater and the beautiful new facility. And there's bathrooms.
There are indeed. There are brand new, climate-controlled, beautiful, clean, ample bathrooms and free parking.
And a little different from the old facility where the lines were, you know, that was most of what you did. Well, let's get out of here quick so
it
we can get
funny.
In line.
It is funny. One of the things we did is you know, code, you know, city code sets how many stalls you need for each gender. And I am very proud to say the ladies have more than needed by the code.
There you go. All right. So we've got all the important stuff in. We've got what's been happening with Lenny and the bathroom update from the
bathrooms are ready to go.
The new Ocean State Theater. Okay. We'll listen to one more tune before we take our break and tell us about this one because I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It's from the show, but it's not English.
Yeah. So in Winter Wonderettes, one of the characters has just come back from her honeymoon around the world. And so they pick some songs from different areas. And this is Donde Está Santa Claus.
We will listen to that. Then we'll be back with more of the Ocean State Theater Company and Lenny Watts.
Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Donde está Santa Claus? And the toys that he will bring.
Where can he be?
Mamacita. He won't.
are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater Company and Lenny Watts, who is appearing in the Santaland Diaries opening this week. And that's going to be a preview on Wednesday night. Is that correct, Amy?
That's right. Yep.
Wednesday night and then...
Official opening on Friday.
Official opening on Friday. And now how does it work intertwining, if you will, with the Winter Wonderettes? Is there a consistent, like, is it every Friday night for one thing? Or
it really isn't. And I do recommend that folks go onto the website for the updated calendar of shows. Or they can, like I said, either come by the box office or give a call. And we'll direct them to the best show that fits into their schedule. And that really is because with the two shows, we wanted to make sure that, you know, for instance, if you really wanted to go out on Friday night, but you wanted to see this show instead of that show, that opportunity was there for you. But as you said, you could many, many times see both shows in one day if that was kind of what was, floating your boat, so to speak. Or you could come and take the family, grandma and the kids to Winter Wonderettes one night. And then maybe you want to just go out with your special someone or a group of college buddies or whatever and see Santaland. We don't recommend it for young children, although probably in this day and age, it's really only about a PG-13, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's only slightly naughty.
Slightly naughty.
Just slightly.
Lenny's not naughty naughty. He's just kind of cute naughty.
It's just...
But I didn't write it.
So. Right, that's true. That's
so I can only do so much.
Right.
And I will be wearing tights. So I think that's a ticket seller right there, I'm thinking.
See, that's an easy opening for me, but I'm not going to go there.
No,
I'm not going to go there. So tights, is there? I mean, are you look like a traditional Macy's elf?
Yeah, at one point I do, yes.
And so it changes in the show. Okay.
Yes, it does.
And it's are you the entire cast?
I am it.
So it's a one-man show.
It is.
So there's no interaction like that. The Drowsy Chaperone we talked about earlier, which is a name I couldn't remember, and you helped me out off air, where you were the man in the chair. There was a whole cast in the rest of the show, but this is just you.
It's just me.
Wow.
All Lenny, all the time.
All Lenny, all the time. That's amazing. All right.
Or all Crumpet, all the time.
All Crumpet.
Let's get to another Winter Wonderette song, and our international travel expert, Amy, is going to tell us about this next one.
It is. It's a beautiful Hawaiian classic. I think a lot of people are familiar with it, for me anyway, from Elvis Presley. But Melakalikumaka. That's what it is. Melakalikumaka.
I don't think Licky is supposed to be in there, but we'll leave it for now. Just last night, I happened to need a new battery for my watch, so I decided, well, I live right near the Providence Place Mall, so into the Providence Place Mall I went to get a battery. By the way, if you have a Wittenauer watch like I do, you cannot get a battery in the Providence Place Mall anywhere. But the reason I'm telling you the story is that there was this big display of Santaland, mm-hmm. You know, and he had the big couch, the big green couch, and he was sitting there, and he was waving and smiling, and I thought to myself, not even in preparing for this interview, but I thought to myself, that's got to be a tiring job to be on like that all the time now. So this is kind of, this show is a little bit of an insight to what that man might really be thinking, right?
Well, yeah, I think it's an insight as to the whole process. And I think there's no Santa Land like the one at Macy's. I mean, I remember when I first moved to New York going to that Macy's in, on 34th Street and going to that Santa Land. And that was something I will not soon forget. I mean, it was a madhouse and it was crazy. And you look around, but when you're in the middle of it, you don't understand like all the training that they went, like, you know, it sounds silly that they all had to go to elf training and they had to, you know, there's different elves that have different positions and you have to, you know, one elf has to act a certain way and another, you know, you don't really think of it that way. It just looks like, you know, like some bored, you know, college student, you know, in a felt hat, you know, just pointing. But there's a lot going on there. And it's, I mean, the amount of people that go through that, you know, there has to be stories that happen, sure, you know, with just with that amount of people. So,
and some people take that job once, you know, maybe they just don't have anything to do for the holidays, but other people come back year after year, just you might get
almost make a career out of it.
Right. Or, you know, maybe you just need some extra cash. And so you pick up a holiday job at, you know, Best Buy or Macy's or anywhere. But, you know, some people would come back again and again. So there's even like sort of a hierarchy of the new folks and the, you know, veterans, if you will.
Well, I think the old movie that we're all familiar with, Miracle on 34th Street, where it shows the at the Macy's parade where the one Santa's had a little too much adult beverage and he gets fired and the new Santa gets put into place, who is the real Santa, of course. And Lenny, you're not the real Santa, are you?
No, I'm not even a real elf.
Okay. So as long as we've got that clear, we don't want anybody to be, you know.
No. I have played Santa before. This is my first venture into elf world. But I have played Santa. As a matter of fact, in first grade, which was my first theater job, I played Santa Claus.
Well, there you go.
That was, yes.
First grade, and that's what started it
that's
all.
That's what started it all, and it all comes full circle. The beginning of my career, now to the end.
Well, I would say it's the end. It's just the middle.
That's
just
the middle. Okay.
Just the middle.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, let's go to another song from Winter Wonderettes, Run, Run, Rudolph. So a lot of songs from Winter Wonderettes. That's because there's not a lot of songs from Santa Land Diaries.
I would say there are none.
There are none. I mean, there's not even the...
Well, there might be. At any given moment when I forget what lines I have to say, you I could break into some sort of a song.
Yeah, you could do
it. And it could be the barking, absolutely.
Just swing a little jingle.
I'll be there to see the opening, you know, the show. I can help you out. I can bark with you if you want.
Oh, okay.
You could call on me. Just point.
I'll do that.
I'll pick it right up.
That's really nice.
Will you do it in harmony?
I could do you know, we talked about you being Santa Claus in first grade. And while we were listening to that last song, you mentioned that in the show was this next song that we're going to sneak in before we go to break. Susie Snowflake?
That's right, yeah.
Can you sing a little of it?
I don't remember the song much. I just remember this terrified girl in a snowflake suit skipping around in circles for like 3.5 minutes. That's what I remember.
That is exactly what happens in the Winter Wonderettes.
Oh, there you go. So now we're giving away the plot. We'll be back with more of the Ocean State Theater, Amy Turner and Lenny Watts, right after this song and these messages.
Snowflake dressed in a snow white gown. Tap, tap, tapping at your window pane to tell you she's in town.
Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say.
Back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater and Lenny Watts, star of Santaland Diaries, opening this week at the brand new Ocean State Theater. And for those of you that are interested in information, it's 1245 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. Take the airport connector exit off of Route 95, find the Jefferson Boulevard exit off of that, go to the bottom, take a right. It's about a mile down the road, very easy to find. And if you have questions, you can call the phone number 401-921-6800 or go to oceanstatetheater.org. And Amy, ticket prices are a little more reasonable for these shows, is that correct, than the regular Broadway musicals that you're going to be presenting later on?
Yeah, well, the Wonderettes is, I think between the two shows, we kind of... embrace the range of ticket prices. Our mm-hmm. lowest ticket price is $25.
Wow.
Yeah. And then our highest ticket price is $54.
Okay.
And I think that what is great for us anyway, or what we sort of feel good about, is that, you know, you do have the opportunity, even at that highest ticket dollar, that's, you know, kind of all you have to spend other than just the gas to get you there. We
no
always have
$20 parking fee.
No.
No $5 restroom
on site free. Yes, a nickel to use these brand new bathrooms. No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Yeah. But we do have free parking. There's a lot of great opportunities. The whole theater has literally just been built. I mean, you saw it last week, and there isn't a bad seat in the house. So if you're buying, you know, the last row, or you're buying the front row, whatever your preference is, we really have worked very hard to make the experience mm-hmm. completely enjoyable for everyone. So, you know, if you come on a preview, a lesser priced ticket, the plays are priced more reasonably. But I think when you compare it to the theaters around, you know, for a musical with a live band in the pit, you know, $54 is a pretty nice deal.
There will be a live band, not for Santaland Diaries,
but for Winter Wanderettes. Yep, we have five pieces in the pit.
Remember that Santaland Diaries, if you hear any music, it'll be either me or Lenny, just kind of whistling in the background or whatever. So, Lenny, we talked a little bit about your first grade experience and playing Santa Claus, and then you've gone on to win some interesting or have some interesting achievements in New York City. You were Cabaret Entertainer of the Year, if I remember correctly. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've won a few MAC Awards, which is the Manhattan Association of Cabaret, which I've won for directing and also performing. And I've won some Backstage Bistro Awards, also for directing and performing, and New York Nightlife Awards. As a matter of fact, I'm the only person to have ever won awards for directing, performing, and producing.
Really?
Yeah, because I had opened three clubs in New York, and one of the clubs actually won an award for
the
booking.
He's like the Meryl Streep of cabaret.
The Meryl Streep of cabaret. The Village Voice actually says I'm a one-man cabaret army. So, which is kind of nice that the Village Voice even knows that I exist. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, I've got some awards, but you know, it's nice to have that, the recognition, but it's cool to just be able to do that, be able to perform and put the shows together and, you know, kind of be responsible for my own content and do all that stuff. And that's what I really love about it.
Now, when you say responsible for your own content, maybe people need a little bit of an explanation, because people around here don't go to the cabaret and, you know, hey, let's go out tonight and go to the cabaret, because there really isn't one.
Right.
So what does that mean exactly? If someone was saying, let's make a weekend of this and let's go see Lenny and that thing he's in New York, what would it be? Is it all improv? Is it, what happens?
No, I mean, there's always a little improv just because that's kind of what I like to do, but everything is scripted out. And yeah, you know, when you do a cabaret show, you're responsible for picking all of your own material. Most shows have anything between 14 and 17 songs that you pick out yourself. Mm-hmm. Some shows have themes, some shows don't. Some are just like an evening of, you know, there's certainly
almost like
an evening of Gershwin
variety
or an
show
evening. Yeah, there's people do variety shows. Mm-hmm. People do. A lot of people think that cabaret is like what I used to host at Theater by the Sea, which is like a host, like welcoming up
almost
song,
an MC
singer
type
after
of
singer
thing.
After
yeah.
singer. And you don't see a lot of that in New York. They have a lot of that in the open mic situation. Okay. But the actual cabaret, when you go in to see a cabaret show, you go and you sit for an hour and 10 and see like a fully realized show.
And if you were to come back the next night, you're likely to see the same thing again.
Well, no, it's different shows every night. I mean, these cabaret rooms have different shows.
But the artist would do the same show.
The artist does the same show, but then there's different multiple artists using these shows. And a cabaret room on any given week could have somewhere between 15, 16, 18 shows a week. And all different artists doing different shows, different types of shows, different types of music. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And it's a pretty unique New York experience. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find in other places in the country. San Francisco, Chicago, Boston has some. But it's really a New York kind of experience, I think.
Well, we'll have to. Is there any way for people to find out more information about you personally? In other words, do you have a website or?
Yeah, you can go to www.lennywatts.com, and that's Lennie, not why. And unfortunately, it hasn't been updated in a while, so it will have probably like one of my prom pictures or something from 1980. But I need to, thanks for reminding me that I have to actually update the website.
There you go. There you go. All right. So IE, remember that, and watts as in a light bulb.
That's right.
Okay. There you go. All right. All right. Well, we'll get to some more Santaland Diaries information right after we listen to another Winter Wonderettes song. And this one is probably one that just about everybody knows. Amy, you sang this, I'm sure, somewhere along the line. Santa Claus is coming to town, right?
Well, isn't that what we learned from our childhood? You got to sing, you better not pout, right?
I love the way she says that.
You better not shout. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Well, we're coming to the end of another great hour with Ocean State Theater Company and Amy Turner. And Lenny, I want to thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's always great to see you. We've known each other for a while, going back almost 20 years ago.
That's right.
When you and I were on the road doing Music Man. Hmm. And Lenny portrayed, you were Harold Hill, weren't you?
No, I was Marcellus.
I know. Marcellus Washburn.
That's
right. I even remember your last name.
Wow, that's
see
nice.
That? There you go. And I'm sure that Santaland Diaries will be a big hit, and Santaland Diaries and Winter Wonderettes running kind of consecutively over the next few weeks, right up through the end of the month, okay, so that you have a chance to see both shows right up to December 30th. And Amy, lots of things happening after December 30th, right?
Yeah, the focus was really just getting it up and open. Obviously, there was about 6 months of construction that were close to finishing in the public areas. But yeah, so in January, we're looking forward to having some pretty big announcements about our children's festival, as well as our summer camps, summer programming, and ongoing programming that we'll be bringing into the facility. But then, of course, we do have our four shows for our inaugural season opening. Our grand opening in January 25th, actually, with Neil Simon's play Fools, very funny show. And then a brilliant musical, Rent, many people know, coming on the heels of Fools. And then David Mamet's Race, a pretty intriguing, provocative Mamet play, Race. And then the classic, The King and I, we're going to close out our inaugural season April and May.
There you go. And listen for all those new things that might come along, including summer camps and things like that, and lots of interesting things that will be happening at the theater. And remember, there's not a bad seat in the house. So take advantage of this new opportunity and get yourself down there to see Lenny in the Santaland Diaries and Winter Wonderettes, and then get ready for season tickets. You can makes a wonderful Christmas present, right?
Absolutely. Gift certificates in any denomination, or a Flex Pass, which is a group of tickets folks can use any way they want. Or like you just said, a subscription. It's a nice, round, enjoyable, in many ways you can enjoy our season. Let's say that.
Lots of ways to do it. And you can do that by calling the phone number, which is 401-921-6800. or go to the website, oceanstatetheater.org. So all great things happening, and Warwick is a new home for what's going to be a great venue. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. And happy holidays to everybody.
Happy holidays to you and yours, and Lenny, best wishes for you and all of your family, and I hope it's a wonderful holiday season. We're going to listen to one more song, and Lenny, I'm going to go back to you for this one because you brought this with you. We actually downloaded it from your iPad, so it must be a favorite.
Yeah, it is a favorite, actually. Amy asked me what my favorite Christmas song was, or if I were going to put a song in Sandland Diaries, I would put this one in. It's one of my favorite songs, but it wouldn't be so good if I sang it, because then it would just be Carol of the Bell, and that would get a little monotonous. But I heard this version by Pentatonix, which is an a cappella group that was on the Sing-Off last year. I believe they won, and they have a couple of I'm going to call it an album because I'm old, but they have a couple of releases out, and this was on there, and it's my new favorite version of Carol of the Bells.
We will listen to that. Thank you both again for being here. Good night, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Too young and old, meek in the bowl. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, o'er hill and dale, telling their tale.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.